Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Oh, Steely Dan bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. That's right, folks. He's the word man. So if you need words, if you need help with your messaging, he's the guy at gotwords.com. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. You were gracious enough, you and the amazing Robbie Zabar, his wife, nurse practitioner extraordinaire, to talk to us about the change in her career right now. The practice she was part of is dissolving, is going away. So she's going to have an opportunity to do something new with her life. One of the things that I want to, as we continue to talk about that, and comparing your experience and mine, both success stories. Both of us left employment after a number of years. I was a good employee for 23 years before I went out on my own. I think we both of us have got a little bit of a record to stand on. And the main thing is I called on my network. I basically got fired at 8:30 in the morning, and I think it was the 23rd of May, Monday morning, 8:30, I got a phone call. We're doing away with your division. Okay. By 8:45, I was designing my business cards. By noon, I was on the street calling on the people that who knew me, who I'd done business with as an employee of somebody else for the last 20 years, for the previous 20 years. Before I came home, I had business. You got to keep the network fresh, don't you? You got to.
Right. Absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that what people don't realize is that, you know, the best time to find a job is while you have a job. Yeah. And the best mindset to be in looking for a job, even when you have a job now, is to be in that mindset that, you know, we knew this. We knew that this was coming for the past year or two, too. We knew it would be coming because just the tide was changing. Again, insurance is becoming more difficult to handle. Insurance companies don't want to deal with single practices. They want them all folded into big practice groups with, mm-hmm. you know, tens, hundreds, even a thousand physicians across a region. So they don't want to deal with one. So they make it onerous. They make it intolerable for a practitioner, mm-hmm. you know, an MD to run a practice.
Never mind the patient.
Never mind the patient. Yeah, that's a whole different animal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, patients. So, oh, yeah, we got to have those, I guess. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, and I think that's part of the marketing. I mean, you know, making yourself never more attractive as an employee as when you're someone else's employee, mm-hmm. as opposed to somebody who's out in the field and, you know, looking for work. That's not to say that people who are listening now who have been furloughed or have lost, you know, we've heard of companies that furloughed people and then they became permanent, you know, layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to keep yourself fresh. You've got to keep your network healthy. You've got to be calling on people. You don't call on people only when you need them. You call them when you don't need them. Call Jim and say, hey, Jim, how you doing? How's it been? What's going on? You know, I'm just checking in, seeing how you're doing, so that when you call him, when Jim, you know, I got a layoff coming up or I got furloughed and it's not looking good, you know, do you have anything for me? Is there anybody you can introduce me to? How can you help? You
mm-hmm. know? Yeah, just let people know what's going on. And be optimistic, be positive about it, because that's what people want to hear. That people who are going to help you want to know that you're ready for the whatever's next. They do want to know that. Now, people who will break their back to help you, they do want you to, if they refer you, they do want to believe that you're ready for whatever's next, which means that you're saying, you know what, that's behind me, I'm ready to move forward. You got to have that attitude, I think, don't you?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, it's a matter of you being, look, there's a period of mourning that comes. There's a period of woe. That's got to get pretty quick. You know, the people want to hear optimism. You know, people want to hear fear. They want to know that you're human. They don't want to hear it, but they understand it, that you go through that. But then they want to hear what you're going to do. How are you going to pivot? You know, what are you bringing to me? And that's where, you know, again, you know, you go through and you keep all your credentials. You know, you got to be whatever, you know. I was interviewing a gentleman from, again, we were talking about the career source type organizations that are all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I was interviewing the gentleman who runs it in Palm Beach County down here in Southeast Florida. And he's like, look, he goes, are you certified? You know, he's like, sure. Do you have certifications? In your industry, are there certifications that matter? Or if you're in logistics, if you're in, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, if you're in management, you know, what was the last certification you got? And now the schools, like the state colleges in Florida, we all are what used to be called community colleges, became four-year schools to give out bachelors, but they also amped up their sort of workforce training and their certifications. Mm-hmm. And now with the pandemic and not being able to run in-person training, they've made them all, and many of them online and easier to get.
Right.
You know,
but even if you don't have certification, do a you know, one of the things that happens when you've been an employee for a while or someone, you forget what you've learned. You take for granted what you've learned. And if you sit down and do your resume as if you were going to hire yourself, and I think most people would be amazed when they realize, wait a minute, I forgot I knew how to do that. That could be valuable to somebody. Take advantage of that. Last thoughts, Jeffrey.
Say that.
Quickly.
Yeah, we did that. We did exactly that. So keep yourself fresh. Keep your, you know, keep your back straight, your head up, your, you know, optimism. You've got to exude optimism.
Yep.
And good things will happen.
Be optimistic. This is America. This is the American marketplace. If you've got capability, the marketplace will find a place for you. Hey, Jeffrey, I'm not worried about Robbie. You tell her I said that.
There you go. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. We'll get him back another day. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.